Hi, it's Dave. So we've got Tesla's Q4 earnings tomorrow on Wednesday, January 6th. And there's a lot of noise going around in the markets right now. In this video, I want to dive into the numbers on what I expect Tesla to report and why I'm so excited about this quarter. I'll also take a look at the possible risks as well. So let's take a look at this spreadsheet. I'm going to kind of nerd out on some financials, but I'll try to explain it also to make it as simple as possible. So all of Tesla's financials, they start with deliveries, because deliveries will determine the amount of revenue for the company. And Tesla gets vast majority of the revenue from auto sales. So what I'm doing here is we have deliveries that were reported right on January 2nd or so, 308,600 vehicles. Tesla will adjust this slightly for the quarter report. And it turns out that the ASP, or average sales price per vehicle, has averaged about 50,000 for a previous quarter. So I'm using that figure and getting a auto revenue figure of $15,430,000,000. Now, it could be higher than this because we know there's been positive price increases with various models. And also there's a higher mix of S and X sales. So I'm trying to be a bit conservative here. The next line here, and actually I'll divide this up into nine different kind of highlights of their financials. So the number one highlight is the revenue, okay? The second kind of highlight is regulatory credits. So if we look at this line item here, and this is exactly how Tesla is going to report their quarterly earnings on the shareholder letter. So if you can understand this, then you'll understand the shareholder letter pretty easily. So regulatory credits are the credits that they sell to other automakers typically, so that other automakers don't have to pay fines to various governments. So we have $250 million that I'm expecting. Now, this is super hard to predict. And the only way, you know, we can really look at this is probably look at past quarters. So if you look at the past four quarters, it's been trending down from $400 to $500 million per quarter down to under $300 million. So I'm trying to say, hey, you know, let's say $250 million. But again, this is like plus or minus like, you know, up to $100 million or so. All right, the third highlight is going to be auto gross profit and auto gross margin. Now, we talk about gross profit and gross margin separately for automotive versus the entire company, because this is kind of we want to know how profitable making cars is. So on auto gross profit, I have right now, I'm expecting 31.8% on auto gross margin, auto gross profit of $4.9 billion. So what does this mean? It basically means that when Tesla sells a car, let's say it's $50,000, or let's say it's $100,000 to make it a little easier. Basically 31.8% is kind of the money they have left over after they're paying for the cost of steel, aluminum, all the kind of depreciation of all their factories, their equipment, the labor and assembly that it takes to make the cars. Basically, all the cost of goods, or the cost of revenue, they call it, is factored in. And what's left over is called the gross profit, gross margin, or gross profit. So we have Tesla, you know, trending up very, very nicely. This is 24%, 26%, 28%, 30% in the past four quarters. I'm expecting Tesla to go higher just because as they produce more cars, they're getting more efficient for every quarter. Also, with more economies of scale, they get, you know, lower costs, etc. If you have 31.8%, then and if you remove these regulatory credits, which is, you know, probably about 1.5 to 2%, you're going to have probably auto gross margin to come up slightly above 30%, excluding regulatory credits. Now, this will be an amazing feat that most people thought was like, I don't say most, but a lot of people thought was impossible for Tesla to ever reach. But Tesla, if it reaches it this quarter, it will truly be monumental. There's a couple, you know, tailwinds we have for this auto gross margin to reach this level. And one is you have the recent price increases over the past couple quarters. You have high demand for cars in general, but also Teslas, a long wait time. So yeah, it looks good for this auto gross margin. All right, number four highlight is the total revenues. And we'll also talk about total gross profit and gross margin here. So total revenues is the auto revenues that we talked about before, right, which is $15.4 billion. And then you add on two other line items. And that is service and energy. Now, these two items, Tesla reports further down in their shareholder letter, they aren't the biggest items right now because they still are minor. But basically, I'm adding about $2.1 billion in revenue for service and energy. So we have a $17.5 billion total revenue, right, added onto the $15 billion with just auto. And in terms of, you know, what we can expect of in terms of gross profit, I'm putting about, you know, $100 million of gross profit from the $2 billion or $2.1 billion of energy and services. Typically, services has a slight loss, you know, they're trying to break even with that, and energy has, you know, slightly positive. So it's not a huge deal, but yeah, you get some contribution here. The total gap gross margin that we have, or I'm expecting, is 28.2%. All right. Number five highlight in this earnings report that I'm expecting is our operating expenses. Now, this is extremely important because you take basically their gross profit, which is, right, you have almost $5 billion of gross profit. This is the money left over after paying all the assembly workers, you know, the cost of the factory, you know, depreciation and all of that stuff. Now you're left with paying your operating expenses. And Tesla's operating expenses are basically R&D and SG&A, or sales general administration. And if you look at Tesla's operating expenses, they are extremely, extremely lean. I did a Twitter post that, you know, they were around $1 billion in operating expenses for like 2017, 18, 19, and 2020, for almost 4 years, right? As they were ramping, you know, two factories, a Model 3 and Model Y. Tesla is an extremely, extremely lean company. They don't spend money on sales and marketing, which is extremely unusual. And this is why they have such extreme operating leverage. So if you look at Q4, 4 quarters ago, you have 1.5 billion, 1.6, 1.5. Now, a lot of this stuff was a little bit higher than normal because also they were booking the Elon Musk 2018 CEO compensation plan milestones that Elon was achieving. And so without that, it would have been lower. So I'm predicting or estimating 1.786. I basically added, I think, about $130 million extra expenses. Now, I think this is being kind of a little bit aggressive, partially because I think the CEO compensation plan, stock-based compensation, will be a little bit lower this quarter. And it's going to be phased out next year because Elon has almost reached all the milestones. So yeah, it might be aggressive, might be lower, but we'll see. But yeah, if we calculate about $1.786 billion, then you have income from operations, or basically operating profit. That comes out to $3.16 billion. Now, this is humongous. So this is a sixth kind of highlight for their earnings report, is operating income and margin. Now, let's take a look at income from operations or operating profit for the past 4 quarters. So Q4 2020, $575 million, goes up to $600 million, $1.3 billion, and $2.0 billion last quarter in operating profit. Now, I think this operating profit number is probably the most important number, along with this operating margin. It just shows, you know, how profitable Tesla is becoming. And if you look at this number, this jump, basically Tesla is going from $500 million to over $3 billion in operating profit in a quarter, a single quarter in a single year, right? In 4 quarters. Like, it's like almost unheard of. Not just that, look at the operating profit margin. It goes from 5% all the way to, I'm expecting, 18%. And this is just insane. Like, what kind of company goes from 5% to 18% in a course of a year? But that's not the end story, because let's look at some other numbers here. Let's look at going out to 2022, some estimates I have. I have their operating profit continue to increase to $5.5 billion at the end of 2022, this year, Q4, operating margin continuing to increase at 5% to 21%, right? And this is, the assumptions are basically, you have auto gross margin slightly ticking up, and yeah, you have operating expenses slightly ticking up. Like, I put 7% per year, or 6% per quarter, right? Quarter over quarter, which I think is pretty, you know, reasonable. And then in fiscal year 2023, it continues to go up. And yeah, it seems kind of crazy or ludicrous in a lot of ways, but operating margin could potentially reach 25% by the end of 2023. And this is massive, massive operating leverage. And it's largely because, you know, Tesla has great gross margin. Their revenue is growing very fast, but they're realizing a lot of that gross profit into actually operating profit because their operating expenses are so lean. So this is the huge kind of bullish trend of Tesla's income statement here, I think is still overlooked and underappreciated. And it's one of the reasons why I think this year and next year are going to surprise a lot of people. All right, so number seven highlight is the net income figure. So you have net income gap here, which is 2.58, which is basically $2.6 billion. The EPS, earnings per share, is about $2.3 or $2.30. But look at what's going on here. The gap income just four quarters ago, Q4 2020, was $270 million in a quarter. It's gone up $400, $1.1 billion, $1.6 billion, $2.6 billion just in a course of a year. This type of, you know, income growth is really, really rare to see. Net income for non-GAAP. So with non-GAAP, what you do is you add back the stock-based compensation. And the reason why you do this is because the stock-based compensation is not really money that's being directly paid out, let's say in cash to, you know, the employees. It's something that's paid out in shares. It's closer to cash flow. So if you look at non-GAAP, you go from 900, a billion, 1.6, 2 billion in a quarter, and it jumps to $3.1 billion in a single quarter. Now let's take an annualized run rate. This is basically over $12 billion of non-GAAP income in a single year annualized, right? Compare this to what we were annualized a year ago at 9.9 billion. You're basically annualizing a $3.6 billion, right, non-GAAP net income figure. So you're going from like 3.6 to over 12 billion in a single year. This stuff is like really, really hard to find, this type of scale of growth in terms of profitability. All right, number eight highlight is Tesla might actually book a $1.6 billion deferred tax valuation allowance. If Tesla books this, I will explain it in full, you know, after earnings during a video. But basically, they've had losses, you know, for most of their history, and they're able to, you know, actually book some of those losses as kind of a one-time kind of net income line item after they've become profitable, and they think they're gonna be profitable for the foreseeable future. I think there's a very good chance they might book this. This goes straight into the income for GAAP and on GAAP profit. Analysts will back this out likely, obviously, but still it kind of pads the numbers. It makes it look better. So we'll see what happens with that. And number nine highlight is EBITDA. If you look at EBITDA here at the bottom here, I'm projecting $4 billion EBITDA, but check out the growth in this. This is because, you know, we're talking about $1.8 billion, $2.4 billion, $3.2 and $4 billion. This is a $16 billion annualized run rate for EBITDA. Amazing growth. This is, you know, kind of closer to cash flow because EBITDA factors in kind of, you know, its earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization. So if you look out, actually go further out here in 2022, I have it going up to $6 billion by the end of the year. That's $24 billion run rate. And then by the end of 2023, I have it up to $9 billion. That's a $36 billion EBITDA run rate, which is fantastic. And this is just next year's projections here. All right, so let's take a step back and ask, what are the key takeaways here? So Tesla's financials look really, really good. You've got auto gross margin, excluding regulatory credits, possibly at over 30% this quarter. I think it's gonna be a big surprise. Number two, you've got operating margin that's growing, and it's just trending up, and it looks like Tesla really has like an amazing business model with a great future ahead. I think we're gonna see increasingly more operating leverage in 2022 and beyond. Number three, I'm personally looking forward to the guidance that Tesla gives. They've got two factories, right, that are almost on the verge of producing cars and selling and delivering these cars, which is huge. I think a lot of this stuff is getting overlooked in the market where it's just, you know, everyone's just fixated on the stock price, right? Whether the stock market is red or green, but we're missing a bigger kind of bigger trend here. Tesla is on a roll. They're rolling out two of their most advanced factories, right? In two different continents. They're starting to produce 4680 cells, a next generation cell with massive amounts of efficiency improvements and cost improvements. They've got amazing product roadmap ahead. Elon Musk will be on the conference call, kind of updating the timeline. I'm curious what he's going to say about the Cybertruck, about the Tesla Semi, the next gen, you know, $25,000, maybe $30,000 car now with inflation, and to see kind of what his strategy going forward with Tesla's products are. I think it's going to be a fantastic update in the conference call. All right, let's talk about some risks ahead, because everything, you know, has risks kind of baked in or inherent. Sometimes we might not see them, but they're there. I think first off, you know, we do have some stock risk where you have the overall macro kind of condition. You have an overall risk off kind of environment with the Fed's kind of uncertainty surrounding, you know, what they're going to do with interest rates and quantitative tightening, et cetera. You have a lot of investors trying to pull back from growth stocks and, you know, giving lower multiples just because there's increased risk. There's further geopolitical issues at hand. And I think another big thing is there's risk of expectations, meaning I think Tesla will likely, I think, kill it in Q4. But the question is, can they keep it up? And the story is mostly with gross margins, especially without the regulatory credits. Will they have continuous high demand this year that will allow them to keep prices high, or will the whole kind of new car and used car market kind of revert to equilibrium? Will there be more supply, and will Tesla need to lower their prices later on in this year? And will this kind of hurt gross margins at all? And how will investors kind of take that, right? I think personally, they can, a lot of this can be offset with, you know, further efficiency improvements with the 4680, with structural battery pack, with new factories, with increased FSD or full self-driving beta uptake. And I think likely will be okay, but you know, who knows? There might be a few road bumps on the way. Further, there are some execution risks. So the 4680 cells that Tesla's ramping, they're going to be extremely difficult to ramp, but they're the key to the future of Tesla's vehicles, especially to bring down those costs. And a lot of, you know, Tesla's future products like the Gen 4 car, the Cybertruck, et cetera, are dependent on how well I think Tesla can execute on their 4680 development. Next, you have Austin and Berlin, especially Berlin with all this red tape, right? Can they get production started, and can they ramp at a decent pace? And I think you have high expectations, right, for 2022. Tesla over-delivered in 2021, and will Tesla be able to deliver like over 1.5 or even up to 1.6 million cars? That's yet to be seen. Or on the other hand, will there be some speed bumps or some things that, you know, obstacles that slow down Tesla along the way? You know, there's always unexpected risks here and there. And you just never know. I'm reminded in these times kind of to focus on the company's health. And I think a lot of that is rooted in its product and innovation and how much they're really focusing on making their product better. Some of the questions are like, how loved is their product? Is their lead growing? Are they adding value to their product? Are they in a huge, large, and addressable market? And yeah, is their execution really world-class? And so far, Tesla's answered all of these questions with a resounding yes. I'll be looking forward to their conference call and their shareholder letter to kind of see, yeah, if there's any hints on how they're doing. All right, hope this video has been helpful. If it has, go ahead, like and subscribe. All my videos can be found in audio podcast as well. Just search for Dave Lee on investing in your favorite podcast player. I'm also on Twitter at HeyDave7. We'll see you guys in my next video. Thanks.